AT&T Fiber presents a straightforward moment inspired by straightforward pricing.
And now we just cube the pancetta as such.
So what's on the menu tonight?
This carbonara I found online. It's fire. You're gonna love it, Mom.
I hope you hold on to this AT&T Fiber, son. It's nice.
Yeah, you should settle down now that you're a good gillionaire.
Oh, I am. I finally found the one internet I've been looking for my whole life.
So, no more one-year stands?
Nah, I'm done with all that. With AT&T Fiber, there's no price increase at 12 months.
What about equipment fees?
Nope.
Those were never any good for you.
Exactly. But now, everything's completely straightforward.
Well, in the spirit of being straightforward, I never liked any of your old ones.
Me neither. Blah.
Y'all never told me that.
But we're being straightforward now, which feels good, yeah?
Yeah. Now let's get straightforward about that girl he's been seeing.
Straightforward is better. No equipment fees, no data caps, no price increase at 12 months. Live like a gagillionaire with AT&T Fiber. Limited availability in select areas. Visit att.com/hypergig for details.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
This is our Signal Storm podcast.
Last Salcedo Storm podcast, I played Beijing Biden's startling admission that he's been using $400,000 Sidewinder missiles to shoot $12 balloons out of the sky. And it turns out they were research balloons. Allegedly, they were not a threat to the United States, although we are receiving information that indeed they were. Also from communist China and just the regime, the Biden regime is covering for the regime in communist China. Time will tell what happened there. And well, I've got to be honest with you. It may be, once we figure out who was telling the truth, it may be too late for the United States. But the other co-conspirator in government, the worthless border czar who claims to be vice president of the United States, Kamala Harris, out over the weekend saying this. By the way, folks, tell me, I'm going to tell you what my first thoughts were after hearing Kamala Harris here. And then I'm wondering if you get the same thoughts in your head after you hear what she says. Listen to the failed border czar.
In the case of Russia's actions in Ukraine, we have examined the evidence. We know the legal standards. And there is no doubt these are crimes against humanity. The United States has formally determined that Russia has committed crimes against humanity.
What popped into your head when you heard this? Well, what was the first three words that popped into your head. You know what mine were? As a matter of fact, my team sent me this. And I typed back to my team at Newsmax, World War III. This is where the Democrats, socialists are sending us. By the way, folks, guess what happens to all opposition to big government once we get into a war? Oh, that it all goes away. Because you can't be critical of your government when we're, quote unquote, at war, can you? Can you? As they say in Star Wars, I've got a bad feeling about this. Now, crimes against humanity, and don't get me wrong, I am no fan of the KGB thug in charge of Russia. Mother Russia is an enemy to the United States. Why? Because Mother Russia has teamed up with our enemy, communist China, to go after us, to destroy the United States of America. So I have no love for Mother Russia under the KGB thug Vladimir Putin. So you've just heard the strong words from Kamala Harris. That's the Stevie Wonder pronunciation, so you know it's not racist. The strong words against Russia uttered by Kamala Harris. Now, what does she say about communist China? Their breach of our national sovereignty, the violation of our airspace, not to mention communist China's crimes against humanity. They are racist. They are genocidal. They are the world's biggest slave state. What does Kamala Harris have to say about communist China? Listen to this.
We will maintain the perspective that we have in terms of what should be the relationship between China and the United States.
What the hell does... Folks, more word salad. We will maintain the perspective of what our relationship should be with... What the hell is she... She's making this up as she goes along. All she's been told is, don't be tough on communist China. We Democrats love communists. We Democrats love suppression. We Democrats love racism as long as a commie nation's doing it. We Democrats love crimes against humanity as long as a commie nation's doing it.
We will maintain the perspective that we have in
what?
Terms of what should be the relationship between China and the United States.
Oh.
That is not going to change, but surely and certainly that balloon was not helpful.
Not helpful. The balloon wasn't helpful because, you know, we only accept helpful balloons in the United States of America. Are you kidding me? Folks, this is the best the administration has to offer. You can't get Beijing Biden out there tripping all over himself. He might slip and say something. Yeah, all that money that Beijing paid to my cokehead son, you know, I can't lift a finger or else they're going to dish the goods on me. The balloon wasn't helpful. Oh, you mean the balloon that your administration, your regime, allowed to come into U.S. airspace after they tracked it from communist China all the way to our airspace, allowed it to come in, allowed it to spy for a week, and then finally shut it down over water so we couldn't recover it. You mean that balloon? That wasn't helpful? Gee, you know what wasn't helpful? Was your administration, your regime, Kamala Harris, allowing it to spy. That wasn't helpful.
Which is why we shot it down. But our relationship and our policy toward China remains what it has been.
Yeah, it remains what it, completely permissive, completely apologetic, on our knees, kissing Xi Jinping's ass. Because Xi Jinping has the goods on our dementia-ridden occupier of the Oval Office, who has been enriched and has been selling out this country for decades to the likes of commie China. So our relationship is what it is, completely bending over the United States in supplication to communist China. We will have a conversation with a problem solver in the United States Congress coming up next on the Salcedo Storm podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
Did you know drag shows for kids are being normalized in Texas? Sexualizing Texas children is happening right now, and you can learn how it affects our state by going to TexasScorecard.com today. Get real news for real Texans.
One of the individuals who is trying to take everything in and trying to be a problem solver has been her entire career. Congresswoman Beth Van Dyne represents the 24th Congressional District in the great state of Texas. She served in the Trump administration and is a former mayor of Irving, Texas. Congresswoman, welcome back.
Hey, good morning, Chris. How are you doing?
Doing very well. I'm going to play a soundbite for you. Now, I want you to keep this soundbite in the context of, as you know, the increased incidence of myocarditis out there. There are some elements in our society, indeed, in the world that say, hey, those increased incidents in young people, you know, dropping dead or having heart attacks it's everything except, you know, the one thing. And that seems to be where our Pentagon is right now with these unidentified flying objects flying all over the United States into our airspace. They're saying it's everything but one thing. Have a listen to this soundbite and I'll get you to react.
Because you still haven't been able to tell us what these things are that we are shooting out of the sky, that raises the question, have you ruled out aliens or extraterrestrials, and if so, why? Because that is what everyone is asking us right now.
And thanks for the question, Helene. I'll let the intel community and the counterintelligence community figure that out. I haven't ruled out anything at this point.
That's the Pentagon, Congressman. We can't say the C word. We can't say the communist C word, but we're going to talk about aliens.
Well, to his credit, he is not the one who brought up aliens, right? It was the reporter who brought up aliens. But instead of shooting that down, we're going to think about it. We're going to talk about everything. We're going to look at everything.
Uh-huh.
We have not gotten a great briefing on this. The first briefing that Congress, as far as I know, is going to get is in about a couple hours. So in 3 hours, we're expected to get a bipartisan briefing. So far, the briefings that we have received in the past, I haven't learned anything more than has been on the New York Times the day before. So I'm not entirely secure that we're going to get a whole lot of information. But, I mean, look at this administration. Not only can they not secure our borders, but now they can't even secure our airspace. And you've got, you know, members of Congress and the American public, by the way, they have not been given any meaningful information. And, you know, obviously it's going to make us further question, you know, the judgment, the honesty, and quite honestly, the competence of this administration.
Now, see, now, I know, and after the Biden's new brain, Karine Jean-Pierre, she didn't know what NORAD was, and she called our neighbors to the north Canada. I can understand how folks would be tempted to believe that this is sheer incompetence. However, that this takes intent to say, we know it's communist China, we know they're breaching our airspace, but we in the Democrat Party, 165 of your colleagues, voted not to investigate China. Joe Biden has been downplaying all of this because as poll after poll after poll shows, the American people believe that the current occupier of the Oval Office is compromised by China. And we have an uncomfortable number of American politicians and officials in government who have either been bought or paid for or through various methods throughout the years, because they've been around forever, these people in our government, they've been compromised by communist China. So,
well, and I think, what you're seeing is, yes, I cannot confirm. You can suspect, and I think you're going to find that that's going to be investigated for sure. I mean, that's why we've put together, an entire committee that is focused on China. But, you know, from day one, the communist Chinese have shown no concern or respect for Biden. If you remember, right, the first meeting that they had with Secretary Blinken, you know, the Chinese counterparts chewed him out and embarrassed him.
Oh, yes.
And now we have the aerial incursions that would not be occurring if for not Biden's weakness. I mean, he's president of an amazing country, but he's obviously made the world a more dangerous place. Our enemies don't fear him.
Right.
And our allies have to wonder about his age and his mental ability. I mean, just watch him scuffle. You watch his news interactions. It's embarrassing. But, you know, when a foreign dictator sees that a president is so utterly would so utterly surrender our southern border to Mexican drug cartels, you know, despite what that's doing in terms of drugs and human trafficking and violence and crime that's completely overwhelming our cities, I mean, it shows evil leaders that Biden is really, and I hate to say this, but no one to be concerned about. That should worry all of us.
Sure, it does. It makes us all less safe. And again, I've got to, before we move on to some different subject matter here, these balloons could have been equipped with a bioweapon, could have been equipped with a suitcase nuke. You know how chummy the communist Chinese are now with Russia, and they developed the suitcase nuclear technology. They could have.
Why didn't we take it down when we first saw it?
We
could have. You know, when it was first detected on the Aleutian Islands,
yes,
or in wide open country over Alaska. Why did we allow this thing to go all, you know, the entire length of our country and all the way to South Carolina? I mean, if they had the control to be able to shoot it down over the shallow waters there, they could have done it earlier.
Well, the question also is,
Congresswoman,
the question also is, why was it allowed to enter our airspace? But again, the methods of attack that could have made us all less safe, that could have been present on these balloons. So yes, fair questions all, but then there's the question that now China has violated our airspace at least on four separate occasions now with unauthorized vehicles. A foreign enemy is invading our airspace, and there is zero talk in Washington or any in the White House of reprisals to communist China for violating our airspace and our national sovereignty. There's no response.
There's no response. And this, by the way, is consistent with this administration. There is no response. I mean, the administration is so absolutely unwilling to make a decision. It is weak and it is indecisive. And this isn't the first time that this has happened. There's no response to what's happening at our southern border. There's no response to what happened in Afghanistan. This is unfortunately what we're going to continue to see for at least the next 2 years.
Wow.
Which is why we need to get a Republican president in there.
Right. Well, a conservative, praise God, a conservative in there who actually believes in keeping our territorial sovereignty, you know, and that wants to put the safety of the American people first. That would be a refreshing change. The very idea that a nation now knows it can send vehicles into our airspace without anybody lifting a finger to defend our people should frighten everybody when the sound of our voice.
And now we're talking about allowing foreign nationals to vote in our elections, right? I mean, not only are they not looking at our airspace, not only are they not protecting and securing our borders, but now they're even talking about diluting the vote of American citizens with foreign nationals.
That's equity, That's equity.
Well, they don't care about the country and the sovereignty of our nation and preserving our country.
Very true. Very true.
For Americans. It's pure insanity. I mean, obviously, foreign nations are going to vote in the best interest of their home country and not in the values of our country. And you can even see them voting to further destabilize areas of our country where they can vote.
And there's only one party.
And Democrats are supporting this.
Exactly. There's only one party you vote for when you want to destabilize America. It's the Democrat Party. And our foreign enemies and adversaries know this. I'm going to get to the border and an over 800% increase of Chinese nationals coming into the United States caught at the border. And by the way, I might as well get into it right now. Beth Van Dyne is our guest right now. She represents the 24th district in the great state of Texas in the Congress. Gordon Chang, who is an expert on China, I know who you know very well. Gordon Chang says that this is a tried and true tactic of communists, that these individuals are coming into the southern border knowing that that's the easiest access to break into America because it's wide open, that they are sending military operatives. He wouldn't be a bit surprised. They're sending military operatives into the United States to infiltrate our country. And with these attacks on our infrastructure that we've seen lately, like power stations, water supplies, and the like, it seems like the administration is asleep at the switch or allowing this to happen, knowing that it's only going to be our people who get hurt, Congresswoman. And my question is, are the Republicans up to the task of pushing back on all this?
Look, we took the majority over for a reason, and it's to do something. And I think as you witnessed a few weeks ago, and as you witnessed the last 2 years, you've got a new generation of Republicans who aren't just going to sit on our hands. We are fighting back. You have to have a loud voice that is willing to go up against the mass media, that's willing to go up against our Democrat friends on the other side, and is willing to go up against countries that want to do us harm, parties that want to do us harm. You have to be able to have that loud voice and fight back. And again, we have set up a way of a committee that's going to be looking at these things, that has a tool to be able to investigate, to be able to get this information out, to be able to get more information, to be able to have subpoena power to bring forward members to be able to talk about what's going on and answer our questions. And thank God that now that we have a majority, because you're going to be able to see that we're going to be able to protect some of these whistleblowers that have been, shut down and kept quiet. But we've seen the weaponization of the DOJ. We've seen the infiltration of even our universities, of our FBI, by some of these powers.
Well,
and we've got to get down to the bottom of it, because I mean it's the very soul of our nation right now.
Do you have any concerns that
is up in the air?
Do you have any concerns that the corruption is so deep and it's so expansive that the Republican Party won't be able to ferret out the full scope of the threat in time, because it is as you mentioned, it's not just DOJ, it's not just FBI, which we'll get to. It's EPA, it's Treasury, it's IRS. All of these three-letter alphabet agencies have been compromised by your political party and their devotion to a foreign power, communist China. Are you concerned that the hearings in this process will not be rapid enough to ferret out the nature of the threat before it's too late?
I don't know how big a threat it is right now, but I know that you've got to start asking the questions, and you've got to start someplace to be able to uncover how big it is. So we're starting. I can guarantee you, I can pledge to you that I'm not going to stop until we get some answers. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to be looking at the threats very seriously and trying to get to the bottom of it and uncover it. And I think we have a lot of Republicans right now in Congress who are saying the exact same thing. So whether or not that threat is big, whether or not that threat is small, you got to start somewhere, and that somewhere is today. I mean, we've already started it by creating this committee that has some bulldogs on it that is not going to stop until we get down to the bottom of it. And, and not just in that committee, but the vast majority of the Republicans right now that are asking those questions, that are not being timid by calling China out. And we have to continue to do that.
When leaders
take advantage of a weak president, you have to have others that step up. And you're seeing that But we've got to start somewhere.
Think tank called Project Sentinel. Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer heads that up. It was the formerly the London Center for Policy Research. He has an idea to restructure some of these alphabet agencies to install the guardrails to make sure they're operating in America's best interest, not in the Democrat Party's best interest or in China's best interest. So I would just refer your office to Colonel Schaefer, to Project Sentinel. They have some ideas. And let me focus, because you've brought them up a couple of times, DOJ and FBI. You've got the Department of Injustice, of course, the unequal treatment of President Trump and Joe Biden. That's well chronicled, and everybody saw that with their own two eyes. Now you've got the Federal Bureau of Investigation issuing memos that label Catholics as extremists for having the view that all life is precious and defending the unborn. This is what the FBI is using its taxpayer dollars that we pay them to attack Christians in the United States. Congresswoman, that's just unacceptable, is it not?
Oh, my God, of course it's unacceptable. That being able to actually practice your religion is something that you're supposed to be free to do in America. That was the original foundings of our country. And I mean, George Orwell had warned us about a national police state, you know, focused on crushing individual rights and liberties and forcing a population just to obey the ruling order. And I can't believe that I'm seeing it play out in our lifetime.
Yep.
And again, as you mentioned, you know, we've known for several years that the FBI leadership is politically motivated. You know, they're focused on stamping out conservative ideas and voices. But this latest violation of our trust in the FBI, I mean, keep in mind, though, that this occurred in a field office. So it now seems as if even line officers have been infiltrated with people who want to designate anyone as a domestic terrorist because of different beliefs. I mean, it's truly a
well, no, not just different beliefs. No, opposing left wingers. Yeah,
beliefs.
Opposing left wingers is now a crime. They're trying to make it a crime, and it has me scratching my head three ways from Sunday. Yeah, that's right. Rank and file are now compromised. That's an angle that I hadn't considered. And then, so you got Treasury and the Internal Revenue Service. The Internal Revenue Service with John Cornyn and Mitch McConnell fully funding 87,000 goose-stepping armed IRS agents, again, turning the government against us with that omnibus funding bill that they passed. So you've got that. And then you've got the Treasury Department saying, you know, yes, I know that you members, you Republicans, want all this information about Hunter Biden and all these questionable transactions of foreign influence, 150 of them, I'm told, 150, but we're not going to give them to you because, you know what? What are you going to do? What are you going to do about it, Republicans? And the Republicans go, yeah, well, what are we going to do about it? So you've got now Treasury and IRS basically working for the Democrat Party and the CCP.
Well, I think you're going to see people like Jim Jordan and James Comer do plenty about it. I mean, I very much appreciate that they are in a leadership position, that they've been put into a position where they can, again, force those answers with subpoena power. So I think you're going to see that. But, you know, when you were talking about Catholics that were being targeted for their pro-life ideas, by the way, it's not just pro-life. I don't know if you saw some of the memo, but they're actually looking at people who have gone to traditional Latin mass and have a preference for pre-Vatican II teachings.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
This is not just pro-life, folks. This is Catholics. This is people who actually believe they're being designated by our American law enforcement agencies as domestic terrorists because they're going to mass.
You're not Catholic, are you?
I am not, but my daughter is.
No, it's cool.
My daughter went to a very Catholic college, and when she was over in Rome, she converted.
Well, let me tell you.
Let
me tell you what's going on.
Three times a week.
Let me tell you what's going on inside of the Catholic Church. The FBI has an ally in Pope Francis. Pope Francis is targeting the Latin Mass, the foundations of the Catholic Church, and trying to stop it from being practiced. It is. I am befuddled by, and of course, Pope Francis is a man of the left, just like, and by the way, refuses to decry the genocidal slave state, the racist slave state of China. He refuses to condemn their barbarism while he attacks the Latin Mass. It's the darndest thing. So let me graduate to a couple of other alphabet agencies. The EPA, the so-called Environmental Protection Agency, and then the Department of Trans, headed by Mayor Pete Buttigieg. We've got train derailments, one right here in the state of Texas, down in Houston. The one in Ohio is getting renewed national attention because our EPA intentionally detonated these chemicals, sending a mushroom cloud that's making people sick of cancer-causing chemicals that are infecting towns miles and miles away, killing fish and contaminating the water table. This is our EPA. What do you think?
Oh, I'll say I've met with a number of groups in this district that talks about the EPA regulations and how it's basically putting, you know, tying an arm behind our American companies. Again, this administration is attacking American business in favor of foreign businesses, in favor of foreign nations. They are making it impossible for U.S. companies, who by the way, employ U.S. employees and create revenue and create job opportunities, you know, for all of our constituents, for our residents here. They're making it impossible for them to be able to compete. It's as if they're trying to shut down the economy from the inside.
Right.
Not only are they adding, all these additional taxes, these fees, these permitting fees, but now adding on top of it layers upon layers of regulations, which is only one growing the government, but it's making business impossible to be able to actually figure out the cost of a business model. It's making it costly. It's making it timely, unnecessarily. It's not as if it's doing it to make it safer. They're not talking about cutting corners for safety.
Nope.
They're talking about adding on these regulations to make it more difficult to work.
Exactly.
And that is the number one focus that I have seen is just destroying this country from the inside.
And that is all part. That's all part of this ESG movement too, which I'm going as part of my last question. I want to get into it with you, but you're absolutely right. Under Democrats, this government has been made. We have turned a government that's supposed to protect us against us. That's what the Democrats have done, and they've got to be stopped. And we cannot be forced to fund our own destruction. I just think that's wrong. The last thing I mentioned, ESG, environmental social governance, folks. It's what guides companies like BlackRock, which states are scrambling to defend our country from by divesting from these left-wing zealots who say, you know what, it's okay that your portfolio loses money because we're going to change the definition of fiduciary responsibility. We're going to make you lose money, but take heart, you're saving the planet. It's environmental communism is basically what it is. It's Marxism, and
it's economic suicide. It is the bane of a corporate existence.
But they happen to
hire the best people to do the job. What?
BlackRock happens to have a pretty big stake in a company called AT&T, which owns 70% of DirecTV, which just so happened to just cancel Newsmax, the fourth most watched cable news network in the country, because they said, well, we're going to pay all of our liberal channels that have smaller audiences carriage fees, but we're not going to pay Newsmax, the fourth most watched cable news channel in the country. Many of your colleagues in Congress are pledging hearings. Senator Cruz is saying that AT&T and DirecTV should preserve documents. This attack on free speech and differing points of view, what role do you see government taking in this, given the fact that AT&T takes taxpayer dollars?
Well, look, I mean, right now we're living in dangerous times. I think these companies that take taxpayer dollars, these large multinational corporations have taken it for granted, that Republicans are going to be advocating on their behalf. But what we found was this woke nonsense, this attack on conservative values by these large corporations, by big tech, and even by our federal government. I mean, it's a collusion to silence conservative voices, but the censorship has got to end. Our First Amendment rights, that's the entire purpose, as far as I'm concerned, of our federal government, is to protect the rights of its citizens, and First Amendment being number one, it must be upheld. But I mean, clearly there's an audience that's hungry for conservative views. I mean, you just mentioned it, that you've got the fourth largest audience out there. There's a audience for it. And as long as we allow those free market principles to reign and actually respect that and protect that, we have to fight for it, unfortunately, because we're seeing it being destroyed every day.
And
what are we going to do about it? Yeah. Obviously, we're going to continue to talk about it because we're trying to be silenced, and you know we're going to continue to roar. We can't afford it to be silent. We cannot afford to allow this to keep happening. We've seen our rights eroded year after year, and enough is enough.
And do you think the Republican Party ought to stop all taxpayer-funded payments to any company, not just AT&T, but to any company that undertakes this type of ideological bigotry, with the understanding that conservatives and liberals all pay taxes?
I think we've actually looked at some legislation that would do just that.
Hot damn. Well, keep us posted, will you? Congresswoman Beth Van Dyne, I meant what I said. You're a problem solver, and I know we laid out a lot of problems for you this morning, but you know what? It seems like you knew exactly what was going on, so that makes me happy. I appreciate the visit as well.
Well, I'll give you more information on the balloon when I get it, but right now I don't think anybody knows exactly what's going on, I'll let you know after our briefing in a couple of hours.
All right, we'll get you back. Thank you, lady. Appreciate it. And folks, what you need to know, after we recorded this interview with Congresswoman Beth Van Dyne, members of Congress, Senate, and the House received their briefings. And from Democrats and Republicans, they said the briefings were completely worthless. Absolutely, fundamentally, completely worthless, because it provided no information that we didn't already know. And they had no questions. They were not forthcoming about China's role in any of this, because the current regime is protecting Beijing. That's what I believe. So we'll continue to watch this, and we think you should too. We think you should be calling your elected officials to get them on the stick, because frankly, folks, this level of cover-up, this level of complicity with communist China, this level of deference to communist China is an existential threat to our country. It's an existential threat to your family's freedom, security, and safety. All right? So, a couple of websites I want you folks to visit, if you don't mind. One of these websites that have been covering news, in particular trying to stop communist China from buying farmland or any type of land in the United States, has been Texas Scorecard. You could read their write-ups there. You could hear our interview with Senator Kolkhorst on her efforts to make sure that communist China doesn't get a foothold in the United States heartland. Nowhere in Texas, for sure. Go to TexasScorecard.com. Also, check out ChrisSalcedo.com. That's the place where you can track down the Chris Salcedo shows. AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas, morning conservative talk radio. We simulcast that on Getter and on Rumble for your convenience. Also, check us out Monday through Friday on Newsmax TV, 4 o'clock Eastern until 5. And always at home on the Salcedo Storm podcast. Till we visit again, my friends, remember this. A society's worth isn't measured by how much power is stolen by an out-of-control government, but rather by how much power is reserved for you and me. We, the people. See ya.